All right. We're coming up on the end of the tunnel, little fly. It's about to get really bright, so get ready. Ah, wonderful. Everything has already been set up. Guard, has everyone been accounted for? Were there any casualties? Well, of course I hope for no deaths, but I'm grateful our losses were as small as they were. Not everyone comes out of a gnoll attack quite as... Oh, I'm so sorry, little fly. How insensitive of me. How are you holding up? Well, thank goodness for that. I'm sure this all has been very hard on you, but I'm so proud of how strong you've been. We spider folk usually see humans as small and weak, but your spirit is anything but. And now, your endurance will finally pay off. We've arrived at our new home. We've kept this forest under close watch as a place we could rebuild if anything were to happen to us. Most other races would avoid it because of the giant insects, but... well, that's just perfect for us. Plentiful food and safety, just what we need in this dark time. But you're not used to that, are you? Well, there are other things to eat in the forest, and who knows? Maybe you could grow to like insects. Well, we'll see. Anyway, doesn't this look wonderful? We started preparations for the move the moment we heard rumors of gnolls nearby. We already have so many webs built. Webs for food storage, gatherings, and of course sleeping webs. It lacks some of the splendor of our old home, of course, but we can build things back up. Oh, no need to worry about that. Look, now that everyone's here, they're sealing the entrance. We've also set traps all throughout the tunnels. I doubt they'll find the secret entrances, but if they do, they'll go straight to their doom. Serves those awful beasts right. Say, would you mind if I took you up into the tree there? It's been so long since I've been able to rest in a tree's branches. Thank you, dear little fly. Up we go. There. And what a view. We can see almost the entire settlement. It looks a bit more impressive from this angle. Little fly, there's something I wanted to say. I'm sorry, again, for how I treated you before. I honestly still don't feel like keeping the gnolls a secret from you was wrong, but I never wanted to hurt you, and I regret making you feel upset. I plan for the two of us to be a lot closer to each other from now on. I'll do my best to be much more transparent. Well, it's very noble of you to shoulder the blame, but I don't think you have anything to apologize for. After all, you were under so much stress. I couldn't possibly blame you for being easily upset. Oh dear. Come here, little fly. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. But listen, the gnoll attack was absolutely not your fault. Gnolls do not follow individual people. They would have attacked us whether you came to us or not. You are in no way responsible for any of this. But you know what? even if they were targeting you in any way, I would not have changed a thing. I wouldn't have given you up for anything. Spider folk are not fond of being strong-armed or intimidated into doing things. We can be quite stubborn. If they had asked us to hand you over, we would have rather fled anyway. But again, and I really can't stress this enough, that is not what happened. They've just become more active in the area. I'm afraid that we won't be the only ones who have to deal with it. But that does mean that you hold no responsibility at all for it. You're just a victim of bad luck, just like the rest of us. No. No, not in the slightest. I've never thought of you as a burden. You already know that I see you as the child I never had. In fact, I was thinking, how would you feel about me officially adopting you? I was hesitant to bring it up after our earlier disagreement, but it has been on my mind for a while. You mean so much to me, and I would love it if our bond could be more official. In the end, labels won't change how we feel about each other, but I would like everyone to know that I truly see you as my child. Truly. Are you sure it's all right? I don't want to pressure you. I know it's a big decision. If you want, I could give you time to... Well, if you're sure, then I'll make all the arrangements. Thank you so very much, little fly. It means the world to me that you can accept me as a mother to you. Come here. And I don't in any way want to replace your birth parents, of course. I would like to think that they would approve, though. Since they can't be here, I will take joy in taking care of you for them. Oh, of course. What was your question? Ah, I see. Well, we spider folk don't have a simple line of succession like most human kingdoms do. So you won't necessarily become next in line for the throne when you're officially adopted. Well, the way we do things is a little bit different. You're curious, aren't you? Well, let's see. When a spider folk ruler passes away or steps down, anyone who wishes may step up to take their place. Usually there are around 3 or 4 volunteers, so in the beginning they all work together. As time goes on, one of them is usually better at the job than the others. The volunteers who aren't as skilled will generally start to drop out as they realize they aren't as skilled or the best for the job until only one is left. But of course, it doesn't always turn out quite like that. In some rare cases, some are better at some parts of ruling than others, and some end up working together permanently. There are also times where one of the candidates clearly isn't the best choice, but is just too stubborn to quit. Splitting the workload between multiple rulers has its perks, but that can also get complicated. Oh, well, yes, that has happened before. Actually, I think a long time ago, competitors always tried to eliminate each other. But we're much more civilized now, and if foul play is suspected, the perpetrator is rarely accepted. You're not much of a ruler if your subjects don't obey you. All that being said, it's not uncommon for the child of a ruler to become their parent's successor. The right upbringing can make all the difference. So you don't have to worry about inheriting the throne if that's not something you want. If you do, though, I could certainly tutor you. A human ruler would be interesting. There aren't any rules against a non-spider folk ruler, but it has never happened before. Well, now that we've gotten a nice bird's eye view of the settlement, what do you say we walk around and get a closer look? Everything is just coming along so nicely, isn't it? You know, I once spoke about how spider folk can be a bit apathetic compared to humans. It's not very good for inspiring us to push our boundaries, but it does make us very good at staying calm in difficult situations. Yes, just like this one. Oh, it looks like the hunters are back. Look at all those. That wasp looks especially juicy. Oh, and they caught a deer as well. Do you like venison? Well, we can eat in a bit. Let's keep going. Oh, they've already gotten some classes going for the spiderlings. You know, I considered having you join in, but a lot of the lessons wouldn't be very useful to you. No point in teaching a human how to spin silk, after all. Besides, I'd hate to go that long without you by my side. Now, coming up here, I have a little bit of a surprise for you. Do you remember a few days ago when I needed to leave you with the guards while I went away on some business? Well, ta-da! I was actually building this web for us. It's admittedly a little bit bare bones at the moment. I just wanted something functional for whenever we needed to move. Do you notice how differently it's laid out? I designed it specifically so you could climb on, off, and around it as easily as possible. Come here. Try it out. Isn't it wonderful? You always needed my help to navigate my old web, but you'll be able to get around this one all on your own. And are you ready for the best part? Look over here. I have a little section set aside just for you. If you ever feel like you need some privacy, you can pull these curtains. You can sleep here too, but I was rather hoping you'd continue to sleep with me. Oh, thank you. That's such a relief. Well, we had a very scary moment getting here, but I think this is going to be a great opportunity for the both of us. We're going to be able to have such a great life together from now on, little fly. Little fly, caught in mother's web. How are you today, little fly, loving you, mother's web, little fly.